without one pause or moment's consideration, but looking straight before him with savage resolution, the robber held on his headlong course until he reached his own door. He opened it softly with a key, strode lightly up the stairs, and entering his own room, double-locked the door, and lifting a heavy table against it, drew back the curtain of the bed. The girl was lying half-dressed upon it. He had roused her from her sleep, for she raised herself with a hurried and startled look. "Get up," said the man. "Oh, it's you, Bill," said the girl, with an expression of pleasure at his return. "It is," was the reply. "Get up." Seeing the faint light of early day without, the girl rose to undraw the curtain. "Let it be," said Sykes, thrusting his hand before her. "There's light enough for what I've got to do."